Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, true believers. This is an announcement for all of those living in Melbourne. Here's some huge news for you. The Retreat Hotel in Brunswick has teamed up with this very show, Plumbing the Death Star, for a very special live show. On June 6th at 7 p.m, Plumbing the Death Star will be performing a live show at the Retreat Hotel. What makes it special, you ask? Well, that's very simple. It's free entry. That's right. $0. Zilch. Nada. Totally free. It has a limited capacity, so make sure you get down early. You can grab some food, grab a drink, you know, just hang out. It's the bad content you know and love at the perfect price. Plumbing the Death Star at the Retreat Hotel, 6th of June, 7 p.m. It will be the most mayhem ever caused on a Monday night, and I hope to see you there.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Where we ask the important questions like, how would mouthful mode benefit your day-to-day life? Mouthful mode is a new ability that Kirby has gained, where he doesn't just Kirby from Nintendo. If you don't fucking know Kirby,
he
I don't know
like
what
friend Ehi Pink.
He shaped, yeah, he
if
shaped
you
like
don't
a friend.
Fucking
Pink.
Know Kirby. What are you doing?
You know
here?
Kirby. Yeah. You don't think if you think you don't know Kirby, have a think. Seek the word Kirby. You know Kirby.
If you
don't
know Smash Kirby, Bros,
Kirby,
you know Kirby.
You,
okay.
Yeah.
So Kirby's got a new ability. Kirby's always had this copy ability, except in the first game. We won't get into that. Mm-hmm. Where you suck it. Kirby sucks in the enemies. Swallows them, shits out a star, they're dead, but gets their ability.
Yeah,
so,
they're all just a star. I mean, I guess it's feasible to say.
If I turned you into a star,
I guess I'm dead.
How alive are you feeling
right now?
You're
dead and the star is douche as shit.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I'm just like, am I the star or is the star Kirby shit?
It's like Kirby waste, basically. Okay.
You look up into the night sky and you're like, that's a lot of shit.
So we're all just Kirby waste.
Yeah. Well, if Kirby sucks you off, you're
like. Yeah, we're all made of Kirby shits and... Dust?
Dreams?
Yeah.
What's that thing? Stardust.
Tommy's and Stardust.
Tommy's and Stardust.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but Kirby's got a new thing going on. Because Kirby could only swallow things
that are
so
the
big.
Same size as him, basically.
Yeah, well, maybe or a little bit bigger.
Like a snake, he can unhinge his jaw.
Yeah.
He's old jaw.
Yeah.
Unlike a snake, he's old jaw. Yeah. But.
A snake is old jaw.
Wait.
A snake's mostly tail.
10% jaw.
10%,
90%
even.
Snake.
Yeah. You mean old jaw?
More like 10% jaw, 80% snake, 10% tail. Actually, for a snake,
I would say it's more like 90% tail.
Well, 90% tail. What about the middle?
It's mostly tail.
Yeah,
you got the head and the jaw. It opens into tail.
No.
It's like, how long is it going to go towards its anus?
Because it tapers. So the taper is beginning of the tail. Before it tapers, that's guts. Okay?
I guess it's like a worm. Is a worm a tail?
A worm is 100% worm. There's no beginning around.
Just 100% worm, maybe.
100% pure worm. That's a worm.
So snake is, what do we settle on?
10%
head.
Jaw?
Okay.
80% body, 10% tail.
Okay.
And in some snakes, an extra 10% for the rattle.
Yeah.
That's for rattlesnakes.
Thank you.
Surely think that's the
tail, 110%
though?
Snake,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, they're giving it 110%, the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, that makes
in
sense.
The new Kirby game, Kirby has a new ability
where Kirby can suck in giant objects, but they're too big for Kirby to swallow. So Kirby, instead of taking their abilities, just becomes that object. So, for example, Kirby tries to suck in a car, doesn't get car abilities, becomes a car.
Yeah. And there is, it's hard to kind of tell the distinction there, but there is. So when Kirby sucks in, say, a knife man, Kirby just gets a knife.
Yeah.
When Kirby sucks in a car, he's on a car, and the car goes.
Yeah. I guess so, like an example would be suck in a knife man, get a knife, suck in a giant knife. Become a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
So the difference would be if, say, Kirby could fit his whole jaw around a car guy, he would become just a car guy.
He'd probably get wheels instead of legs.
He might get wheels instead of legs, we don't know. Or he might just be a car enthusiast. Once he becomes like on top of a car, sucking it like he would a giant lollipop, he then can drive around said car.
Yes, exactly. The first thing I'm thinking, and tell me if this is crazy, maybe I just get the powers of this, is... a horse.
You're sucking off a horse. Okay.
Jackson sucks off a horse.
Yep.
Step one of Jackson's day to day life.
Yep.
Also,
your current day. You know what my day is lacking? Currently, I have to look at a horse and not suck it off. If only I could fit my whole mouth around said horse to suck it off. Okay, good. But even I'm glad we're here. I'm glad it's 4 minutes in and we're currently here. Good.
You said suck off a horse.
You said suck off first. And also, I'd like to point out that I said day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
When in your going from your lovely two-bedroom apartment in the suburbs to this studio, which is also in the suburbs, are you seeing a fucking horse? What are you doing outside of your coming to work?
Yeah.
Because presumably you just stay at home playing fucking video games.
Yeah. How would a horse be a horse?
Thumb up your ass. How would that help you?
Achieve any of your goals?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
If I could suck on a horse.
Yeah. I know she said on and not off that time.
Okay. If I could suck off a horse.
You can stay with on.
I'm getting bullied for it.
Suck on a horse.
I'll suck a horse off because you're bullying me.
Okay. Suck on a horse like it's a goddamn big lollipop. Yeah, all right.
Here was my training. Well, one, if I could suck off a horse, I'd probably ride more horses. Okay. I'd be around the horses. Wouldn't.
That's a great quote. Just to- If I can suck up a horse, I'd ride more horses. Jackson Bailey, 2022.
You fucking idiot.
I don't know what day it is.
Well, I'm thinking.
It's not even. It's fucking May when we're recording this. How'd you fuck the year? And what are you.
You might not pay attention.
No, yes. But
no, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Also, you wouldn't even.
Yes?
Because you don't ride a horse then. You become a horse. So you wouldn't ride more horses.
Well, he's not even let me.
You'd own a horse, maybe. If that's what you're going
to
say.
You don't have to suck your own horse off. You got to suck some. It's a random horse.
I got to suck off a random horse. No, the reason that I was thinking, and yeah, this is maybe not my day to day life. I just said the first thing that came into my head. Okay. Surprise.
Didn't you also say you might think this is stupid and then we just berated you for the last 3 minutes?
Yes, that did happen.
Well, you saw it coming.
Okay, good.
So if I'm on a horse, in regular, there's a chance I'll fall off that horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I suck off a horse, I ain't falling off that horse.
No.
So,
therefore,
vis-a-vis, if I suck off a horse, I can go anywhere on a horse.
Okay, so where...
I have a question about the suck off mode that Kirby has.
Yeah.
If I, for example, because I was thinking, okay, initially, as opposed to sucking off a horse, what if I suck off a car and become a car? Because I'm like, same thing. So then I'm like, well, I am the car. I've got a bit more like object permanence of where everything is going. I'm like, I can see everything around me. But then if I get into a car crash, what happens? Do I get injured or the car dies?
Well, yeah, because you have human skin.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we always say about Joel's Zammit.
I do.
One of his most famous elements.
Yeah, there's two famous things we say. We say Joel Zammit has human skin. Yeah. Jackson, if he could suck off a horse, would ride more horses.
Yeah. These are the things we know about us.
But if Zammit got hit by a car, you're right, the car would hit your human skin. Mm-hmm. Your human skin is protecting the car's hard exterior.
Yeah.
Which is a bad way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of how a car works now.
So for example, if you were like, say, as you're often sucking off this horse, once again, your human skin is over the horse. So if the
better
horse gets into
the horse skin over my human skin, let's be honest.
No, because the horse skin protects your body.
Would you rather be in a horse or have a horse in you? Okay. That's the question. That's the question you're posing today.
Well, also,
would I want to be my safety? If I'm getting sucked off my horse, or am I sucking off a horse? Is the question.
Would you be mouthful mode or horseful mode? You've got to pick.
Okay. Seeing a horse stretch its gross lips over me and then just.
where would you feel safer? If you were sucked off the horse or if the horse sucked off you?
What do you mean? How would you feel safer? Because one, you're protected, the other, you're not.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly. Like being like, would you wear your jacket in your guts? Or over your clothes.
Would you eat your jacket? Or wear your jacket? What's better?
Like, hey, I bought you this helmet. You eat it or wear it.
But that's what Sam is saying. If he's sucked off his car, he's less protected than if the car had sucked him off.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was like, how would it, help me in a day-to-day life? So I got to go to the grocery, supermarket groceries.
Well, I guess.
Going out, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, oh, I got to become a car. But then the problem there is I'm less protected. But I won't have to own a car because I could just suck off a random person's car.
Assuming they were going to the grocery store.
No, no,
you can hijack. The car. You're hijacking.
Yeah, I'm stealing a car.
You wouldn't steal a car? Wrong, I would. Yeah. The only thing I can think of is that maybe we'll apply mouthful mode or Kirby rules to our real life in the sense that if you're about to, say, crash, you can just spit the car out. I would say instantaneously, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
So you, in any risk of death. So for instance, let's say, for example,
I'm sucking off my car, going down, say,
130.
Jackson is sucking off his horse, and it's a T-shirt section. We both see each other go, oh no, I spit out my car, Jackson spits out his horse.
We watch a really sad thing happen. Something neither the horse or the driver of the car could see coming.
I imagine it was a stationary car. I guess we've just killed a person for no real reason.
That's so sad. Whoops.
Wow, that horse really did a number
that
on that
really
car.
That horse went flying. Oh my God. I'll suck the horse off. Maybe that'll make it better again. Maybe that'll heal it.
Oh, no, now I'm a dead horse.
This provides me no benefit in my day-to-day life and tastes disgusting.
Oh, yeah, the taste of a horse. The taste of a whole horse in your mouth. A whole car in my mouth. It's not going to be good.
Okay, so even with those questions in mind, how does being a horse help you? How in any aspect of your life is being a horse going to benefit you? Because that's really what you do. Becoming a horse.
You are becoming a horse.
And this, again, I understand, is outside the purview of my day-to-day life.
Okay. Wait, I got a solution for you.
Okay.
What if instead of your day-to-day...
Better fucking thing. There's my solution for you.
You want to suck up a horse, let the boy suck up a horse. So if you suck up a horse, the best thing for you right now is to be a jockey.
Oh.
And enter yourself in a horse race.
That's good.
Because you know what's going on. Those other horses do not.
Am I, as a horse, as fast as I am or as fast as the horse?
You're as fast as the horse is.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah. When someone becomes a car, he doesn't get walking speed.
You're as fast.
You're not using your legs.
Come on, think.
Okay, you're right.
You're using, because if you, I mean, granted, you probably could get a fast horse, but the thing is, you've got the wily mind.
Because if the horse is fast, you're not catching it. You got a dog shit horse.
I am.
Yeah. I'm saying, because
you can't tell a faster horse if it's stationary.
Yeah. Good point. But okay, next question about horses and I guess horse racing and jockeys. How important or integral is a jockey?
Well, they're just there for the ride, really. Well, they're there to spur the horse
on. They're controlling the horse.
Yeah, they tell the horse where to go and to go.
Situation.
Yeah.
Okay. In many ways.
But crueler.
Yeah. More horrible. Yeah. Well, because what I was thinking, and I actually realize now it's not horses, it's donkeys. I was thinking
you
about the
suck off a mule.
Okay. I was thinking about the Grand Canyon. Okay,
somewhere famously not very close to.
So not in your day to day life. The Grand Canyon.
If I was on
how
holiday,
how close is that to Australia? Let me just quickly have a quick check.
It's like 16 hours by plane, maybe. Yeah,
okay. If I'm on holiday, the Grand Canyon, that is my day to day life.
No, that's not day to day.
That's holiday life.
That is also a day.
Okay, well, it's my life still.
Okay, you've taken a holiday, so you've sucked off a plane, you're now have arrived.
Free ride.
Hey, if I suck off a plane and I go to assumably fly, do I need to know how to fly and land this plane? Or else I'm just careening into the ground, spitting it out and walking away. Because I don't know how to,
maybe the best move would be mid-flight, suck off the plane and then unsuck off it.
But then I still got to pay for a ticket.
Yeah, what's the benefit? Talk us through this. Why are you so bad at this episode?
I'm trying to suck off the plane so that I can't, you know, kind
of. Also, how are you sucking off something you're in?
Yeah.
What do you.
He's sucking. Oh, look, I'm a plane seat. That's great, Jackson. Sit on me. No. I'm not, you
I'm
fucking
getting
pervert.
A free ticket. No, you're not.
You paid for this.
Oh. You can probably suck off something you're inside.
No, you can't.
You could suck on the inside of a plane.
How are you becoming outside something when you're inside something? You'd have to. Yeah, no.
It's like you being like, I'm going to become my guts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, no.
No, wait, what if you sucked on someone's tongue and you kept going?
Then you could suck off someone inside.
Yeah.
But that's not inside.
But you're starting outside.
You're not controlling the plane, though. You can't do it from inside the plane because there's no exits in the plane. Tongue.
What are you saying?
What?
Talk us through this. You're inside a plane.
What?
You can't do it because there's no exits. A plane, no exits.
Well, no, not while you're in the air.
They've closed the doors, yes.
Yeah, they've closed the doors.
Okay.
Well, I guess you'd have to do kind of an inverse suck-off, okay?
So a spit?
Like a reverse suck-off. Because you're malleable like Kirby is, right? Uh-huh. Like when Kirby mouthful modes, his whole body is over the plane. He can contort himself every which way. So if you open the door to the plane and your lips go outside
the
and then back around.
Is you can't open the door mid-flight.
Well, that's why I said there's no exits.
And also Kirby doesn't have lips. What are you saying? Because that means that Kirby's inside his own guts in your situation.
Yeah, I guess
that is not how it works.
He'd be basically like popping Kirby inside out.
Yeah.
So you could actually do it if you didn't mind being inside out.
No, because I don't know if you've noticed here, Jackson.
Best case, hang on.
Just like quickly point out, just in case our listeners didn't pick up on that, Jackson's example of how to suck something off when you're inside it is to be outside it.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Because you just need an opening. You're standing.
You just need an opening.
Okay.
And your lips snake out and you eventually pop inside out.
I have a better way to visualize this.
Your outsides are inside.
We have a car.
Yeah.
You are sitting in the driver's seat or the passenger seat, whatever. We have taken out like a door, or we've taken out like
the sunroof
or whatever. Then you need to stretch yourself with your lips to encase
Turn yourself inside
out. So you are in it, but out of it.
Zammit couldn't do it, but Kirby could.
Yeah.
Because Zammit's got guts. Kirby doesn't.
So turn Kirby inside out.
Yeah, then Kirby could do it.
Then what has he become?
The car or the plane?
Okay. No. I think you might have killed him. Because you turned him inside
everything?
Out.
Has he got mouthful mode on?
Well, because where does the mouthful magic happen? Does it happen in his mouth or the outside of his mouth? Because now we've happened. So you've made the lips.
You've wrapped the outside of people's lips.
You've made Kirby the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Has he mouthful mode?
No, he hasn't.
Or has he mouthful mode nothing?
He's mouthful mode nothing. He can't have mouthful mode the world.
What if the magic happens? Like, the mouth magic happens in
his
mouth.
That means when he opens his mouth, his mouth.
Yeah, because he's not encased anything. He's the opposite of encased something. He's decased himself. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Couldn't do it. Anyway, I was thinking about the Grand Canyon. Okay. And I was thinking about how it's really trepidatious if you're on a mule going down the many rocky pathways.
And you think you could do better than a mule?
Yeah. I'm paying more attention.
No, you're not.
I don't think you are, dude.
I'm not stubborn like a mule. I'll go where I want to go. The mule
You are stubborn like
that
a mule.
That does make you stubborn like a mule.
Well,
you just said, I'm not stubborn. I'll go where I want to go.
Well, yeah, but I'm me, so it's okay. I'm not in partnership with the mule
you
anymore.
Fall
I'm just
immediately
using legs.
Down into the canyon because the travel guide, who is guiding the mules?
Don't do that to my mule, please.
I just think the donkey's paying more attention. Like, no matter what, look, you could, you could get on this, you could suck off this mule, and you could start walking around, but I just feel that you don't pay enough attention. You sometimes struggle walking across the street to not get hit
by a car. Me if we were in the Grand Canyon and you had the option of riding a mule down or me down?
I'd ride the mule.
This is crazy.
Why, I wouldn't even hesitate.
Country mile, dude. This is the mule.
You're not making it down to the bottom of the canyon. Or you're getting there first.
you would either get distracted and miss a bit of a ledge or you just
can't walk in a straight line, which is also something that's important for the mule.
Or you'd, grossly...
look underestimate, at, like,
underestimate your own ability. Yeah. Don't start overestimate your ability. And you'd be like, I reckon I can make this jump. I'm a mule. Mules jump so far.
I'm basically a mule. I've sucked off a mule.
Yeah,
and then we'll die.
And then you spit out the mule, hopefully catch or like then mouthful mode a rock real quick.
Or a crow or something.
Yeah.
An eagle, a hawk, fly away. Except if I'm Kirby or I'm using Kirby rules, I suck off the hawk and just get wings or whatever.
Yeah, because I think if we can, if we have a high suck off our plane, isn't day to day just a question? Is and then I start flying, can I take off? Because I think that might be the easiest part. And then, but like, do I get, what do I get? Do I get the abilities?
Based on how the game works, I feel like that the movement of the object becomes similar to your own movements. I reckon.
So it becomes second nature for me to take off and land?
Oh, okay.
Because the way that Kirby controls as a car feels differently to how a car controls, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
The car still, you can jump as the car, for instance.
So I can jump as the plane.
Which means that you love jumping, Jackson.
I do.
Yeah, it's your favorite thing.
Yeah. For joy? Yeah. For sorrow?
For anger, sadness. All the emotions.
Any emotion
really.
I jump for.
Because, if you can jump as a car, that probably means you have, it definitely means you've got more abilities than the...
than the car would have normally,
I'm just trying to think, if I sucked off a car versus I drive a car, what's the benefits?
You can jump.
There's a speed up button.
I have that. It's called accelerator.
No, but this one puts you in case you in flames.
Oh, okay. That's cool looking, I guess.
I have that one. It's called a bad accelerator. And a faulty car.
A bad car. Driving a fireball.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You look down and, oh no, my titties are out and I've spilled sauce on them from this sausage roll I'm currently eating. If only I had a t-shirt to cover up my shame and not get my titty sauced. Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today. Maybe you want the world to know that the vibe check is good. Or may I suggest the Saucy Boys tea? The perfect tea to mop up any sauce-based liquid to save you the embarrassment of dripping sauce on your uncovered chest. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
The plane's clever because you're not paying for a ticket.
Yeah, so
plus you give the pilots a break. That's nice.
Yeah.
But you also get the pilots in trouble when they are not flying.
Also, it's like not very fuel efficient, I guess, because it's only one person, me, and there
unless there's people in the plane.
Unless there's,
if you suck off a plane, is that an act of terrorism?
Yeah, I guess
I'd hijack the plane. Are people in the plane? Because I felt I would assume there's no one.
Oh,
in the plane.
Empty plane.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Then it's just stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Unless it's your plane.
Buy the plane.
Buy the plane.
I feel like a ticket is cheaper than buying a plane.
No, you buy the plane and then all the fuel you're not. You still got to pay for the fuel because it's your plane.
Yeah.
Wait, all the plane tickets you're not buying.
Do I need to pay for fuel? Or am I? Is it powered by my own willpower?
Car and, like, doesn't run out of petrol in so Kirby.
Do you think for every flight you've taken in as an adult, the amount of money you save, you can buy a plane?
Not in the slightest.
Do you think in your whole life?
Wait, doesn't need to be a good plane, does it?
No.
If I could be a shitty plane, I could just like
crappy little biplane, whatever,
and then I can keep going.
How much do buy a plane Australian dollars?
I think it's going to be cheaper than we think.
Yeah, if I could get like a shitty
aircraft for sale.
Yeah. Because it doesn't.
Planesales.com.
Oh my God. So I'm assuming that's not buy a plane?
Maybe. So I'm assuming with mouthful mode, I don't have to worry about fuel. Do I get tired
Kirby never seems to. He keeps going and going and going. So okay. I'm saying you don't.
So yeah, well, in that case, then I can see the benefits of both having sucking off a car and a plane because yeah. I don't have to worry about fuel.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to save you a lot of money.
And also, I don't have to worry about it looking nice because it doesn't need to look nice because at the end of the day, it's going to be like
bomb or whatever.
Human skin over a car.
It's going to look horrible no matter what you do.
Yeah. Planes are not that expensive.
Yeah, I thought planes would be cheaper than we expected. Okay. Maybe Plumbing the Death Star really does buy a plane.
How much are you expecting them to be?
I'm imagining 10 grand or like, the cheap mode.
Yeah, I'm going to say 50 grand, like, yeah, maybe.
100K?
Somewhere in the 50 to 100 range.
If you say 10K, I'll be like,
if you say under 10K, I'll piss my pants right now.
Probably no, like, it's more than 100K, but it's not like, it's like 100.
What's the cheapest plane we can get?
Yeah.
The cheapest plane that's come up on plane sales is, where'd it go? There's a lot of places that hide the price. Which is rude.
Those would be XC planes.
The cheapest plane currently listed that I can find on this one page is $167,000.
Okay.
That's not, I mean, it's a lot.
Yes.
But it's also not that much.
But it's
for
a 2018 plane.
Yeah.
So if we went to get, like, I don't know, like a shitty biplane from the
1970s or
the 1920s.
yeah.
Wait, what constitutes a plane? What if I build one, like, real shit like?
Oh, yeah. How does that
work?
What if
I go to a plane graveyard? Like, I assume where they put, you know, planes, like what elephants do.
Yeah, where the planes,
you know,
go to bury
their dead.
Where the
planes go when they mourn.
Yeah, that's a great...
Because I just mouthful motored on, like, say, a dead plane.
Just found a plane for 40K.
Oh, see. We're getting a plane. Everybody sign up for Sans Pants Plus so we can get a plane, okay?
A business jet is 1.1 mil.
We don't need that. We just need the 40K plane.
I found another plane for 40K.
See?
We can get a plane.
You can get a plane for 40. I reckon there might be a plane for under 10K.
Bag's not learning how to fly it.
Bag's not learning how to fly it.
Suck shit.
I'm learning how to fly a plane.
Ha ha ha. Airman license.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but hang on.
If I got a dead plane.
Yeah, does that count? Because if Kirby isn't using fuel and he isn't getting tired, all he's really using is the wheels of the car.
As long as there's like a decent axle.
Yeah. Doesn't
and
matter
like,
what
it doesn't
you
really
use.
Matter in terms of like even how patched together it is because my human / Kirby skin is the thing that's keeping it together. So therefore, I could just get a shit plane and a shit car and be fine.
But are you the speed of a plane? Is Kirby the speed of a car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Am I the speed of like a regular car or am I the speed of this car?
Yeah.
You're the speed of the car that you're on, I think.
Oh, okay.
What, in its prime?
No, I just think just how it...
Can you navigate from the
air? The first car Kirby sucks in the game is a junk car and it works.
Oh, okay.
So I have the power to revitalize dead machinery.
I reckon no engine the car still works, but no wheels, you're fine.
Yeah. So we just got to get basically like a plank of wood.
Yeah, put some wheels on it, you're
some
good.
Wheels and-
Do you
so
think
a
if you were in the
Because
air,
they already made those.
Yeah, get on a skateboard, you're fine.
Suck in a skateboard, but then you accidentally same size, become a skateboard.
Get skateboard powers.
Yeah, get skateboard powers. Get
a kid's riding you.
Get out.
Grinding down a pole on you.
Get a helmet and then your hands and feet just have wheels on them.
My human skin just like going down a rail or my
they
belly.
They kick flip you, kicking you in the head.
Quit it.
Could you, from the air, figure out where to go?
No.
Zama goes up into the sky. We never see him again.
Surely a straight shot. Yeah, how hard can it be to go to...
I know it's hard to navigate at sea because you have no landmarks or whatever. Is it the same in air?
Well, I mean, you
can
wouldn't...
I use my thumbs and an iPhone and Google Map?
What happens to your hands and legs when you go mouthful mode?
The hands and feet just kind of dangle off the side.
Okay. Can I have...
So like when Kirby's a car, his feet are still attached.
What if
just
I...
hanging at the back.
What if I have...
You just look at a map before you go.
Eat that
Hope
too.
You remember
no,
it.
But like, what if I could have, say, like a headset that I can then talk to people?
And they
the
can
same
you-
headset that... Well, the same a headset in the same face that has just been stretched over a plane.
Also, what do you imagine they'll tell you? Yeah. Say you're in the air, all you can see is cloud. What are they saying that'll help you?
So, which way am I headed? Are they like, well, you're heading north? And I'm like, am I meant to? They're like, no.
Where are you going?
And I'm like,
I don't know.
Or if I do this, am I still heading where I need to head? They're like,
you are heading down.
Oh.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I gotta also some of the beauty of being on a plane.
Piss and shit.
Is I can just go to sleep.
Yeah,
or I can
true.
Watch my movies. Yeah. I'm not watching my movies.
You got an iPad in one of your like strung out little hands you can't even look at.
I know, again, we're not talking day-to-day life, but occasionally we have been on a plane.
Yeah,
and
we have.
As much as it does suck to be so tiny in a little tiny environment, you're like, I hate this for so long. But some of the joy is watching a terrible film.
Yeah, exactly.
And just chilling.
Having some time to yourself.
Yeah. I don't have that as a plane because I'm stressed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, there's a chance you'll get lost and end up in international waters or whatever.
Or get like a lot of like seagulls in my face.
Yeah.
So I think plane transport, no.
Cross it off. Horse transport, still unclear.
No?
I have a question about the horse.
Yep.
Am I keeping it alive?
What do you mean?
So I suck off a horse.
Yeah.
And I stay like that for years.
Yeah.
Longer than a horse lives. Does the horse die? Or am I sustaining its existence?
You would be sustaining its existence, I would assume. Similar to the fact if we can suck off a dead car, that it is alive.
We can make the car go. Okay.
Horse keep going.
So then say I suck off this horse for 40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm an old man at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The horse should have been dead years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I de-suck the horse.
Yeah.
What does the horse do?
Probably a skeleton because you've been sucking it too long.
Okay.
Or where your lips would end, like that has like powerful skeleton horse legs, but up top where you were sucking on it, a skeleton.
Completely skeletonized.
What if I,
ew,
say for example, Jack, what if I sucked you off?
Oh, okay.
Well, you're the same size, so by Kirby rules, you just get Jackson powers.
Okay.
Sweaty.
What if I sucked you off?
Same thing.
But you're bigger than me.
No, but like we're still...
You're taller.
If Kirby sucks off like another Kirby...
Well, yeah. Okay.
Can't suck in Meta Knight.
Yeah, true.
Is there a person big enough that I could suck off and not get their powers, but only just mouthful mode them? What if I sucked off Shaq?
You go mouthful mode on Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
I don't think I could fit Shaq in my mouth.
No, goodness no. Nor I. He's huge.
Man, are we going to use your new Shaq powers to host a TV show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Starring Adam Sandler film.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler will be like, actually, in your current state, you're disgusting to look at.
Grown Ups 3, baby.
I'll be like, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. You're plaintively not.
Yeah. Although I think that might work in our favor. At this current state, you are disgusting to look at. You're high.
Yeah, you're in our
new lead. Okay.
Oh my god.
Where's my mouth? Where am I talking? How am I talking? Because if my lips are over Shaq, I'm assuming I've gone like from head down.
Yeah. How so far down Shaq do you get?
I would assume I'm around his knees or something.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'm all the way down.
Well, yeah, if you're around his knees, he's not walking. You have to be around.
Okay, so around his waist. Everywhere like he's got a sleeping bag on.
So I guess, yeah, or would I kind of end at his neck?
No.
I can use his arms.
No, it would be waist.
Yeah.
And you would...
But then I need to use his arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be able to use a guy's arms if you suck off a guy.
And then the guy's arms are out to the side. Like, maybe they, like, stretch through
the
your
arms
skin.
Would be straight down because you're sucking them off. Look, you'd look like a man wearing a big condom.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but I was like, what if I just went to his neck?
Like, what do you want to do, actually? You want to go feet up.
Even then I can't walk.
No, but he kind of goes in you, and he uses you like a big marionette. Basically.
No, because then
your limbs end around his neck.
So like when he's still talking.
You know,
he's
like,
get it off me!
If you get like a sleeping bag, and you put like a hand in the corner and like a foot in the corner, and you walk like that.
Yeah, that's how Shaq lives now. Well, Zamet lives.
Yeah.
Shaq's getting skeletonized inside.
Except his beautiful, beautiful face.
Yes. That's crazy when you leave and it's just skeleton with Shaq head and he crumples to the ground. Poor Shaquille O'Neal.
He didn't deserve this.
And how did that even benefit you?
I got to meet Adam Sandler.
He ate Shaquille O'Neal.
Got to host a TV show about sport.
No, because you work,
maybe.
No, because if you sucked in Shaquille O'Neal, either you're not hosting because you can't talk, or Shaquille O'Neal is still talking.
Oh, that's nice. I get to meet all of Shaquille O'Neal.
Basks in his greatness.
Nice. Yeah. I get to be in the shadow of Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal's like, hey, welcome to whatever sports program I host. Yeah. Please shoot me with a gun.
He might know something a little different about me. But where does the control happen? Am I, like, through the mouthful magic, am I controlling him now?
Well, what it feels like, if you've gone from the feet up, is that Shaquille O'Neal should be walking on his hands now.
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So either way, I just... Yeah, so if I go from top down, where am I stopping?
It would probably be waist, only because like if you only went head, that's not big enough for mouthful mode.
Yeah. You gotta go waist and then his legs move and your head
in
between his legs, kind of.
So where am I speaking?
You could for real suck him off that way. That's cool.
Yeah. It makes you think. But where do I talk? Can I talk?
Head talks, it's just down here.
Yeah, but I got something in my mouth.
Balls or whatever.
Yeah, but I got a whole Shaq in my mouth. Can you talk at any point when your mouth, when you're sucking off a horse, can you talk?
No, I guess not. Yeah. I mean, I can probably make this noise.
That means he loves it.
He loves sucking off that horse, I think.
Yeah, look how happy he is. He's so happy.
Oh, he died. Or at least the horse did. Yeah. Are you gonna go check?
Nah. So I guess any because I guess we can't really suck off like a person. That seems
yeah,
like we can't.
Yeah, because person, you just pretty much get their ability. So yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, yeah. You suck him in, then all of a sudden you've got a basketball and you're tall, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Nice.
I can dunk.
What about sucking off the moon? Get to see Earth from such beautiful angles.
Make tides or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can then move it. Ruin Earth.
I gotta show the boys. Life as we know it is over.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit, I'm the moon. Time to show the boys. And that was the moment that Earth ended.
I gotta show the boys. And then it's like you turned off a TV. Like one of those old, like a CRT TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he killed everyone.
he showed the boys. Okay, that's fair.
Where's Jackson? You look up at the big pink moon. I think we're about to die. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You suck off the moon. One of us sucks off the whole Earth. I gotta show the boys. I gotta show Jack. Yeah. One of us could be could suck off the sun. What? At this point,
hot.
People can still live in the space where your mouth isn't. I mean,
the cavity of
people
your mouth
can still live because if you're sucking off Earth,
because the way mouthful mode works is the reason that I think, like, it's never explicitly said, but I think part of the reason why it still works, why mouthful mode works the same way it does.
Yeah,
keep saying same. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
is because Kirby can't close his mouth around it.
Yeah,
so.
There'll still be a bit of Earth revealed.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll be in your lips will be
imagine
like mountains.
Imagine a gobstopper that's so big that you can't quite close your lips around
it. Yeah, I can imagine it. Like if you went to put, say, like how a dog would have, say, a tennis ball in its mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
The bit of tennis ball that is not in its mouth is where humanity remains.
Would have to live.
And so if you're there for, say, you know, 40 years,
yeah.
You spit it out. It goes flying.
you die immediately if you're sucking off Earth.
Everyone else dies. But like a bit of Earth that was like, it'd be like a pristine Earth.
Yeah.
And the rest of Earth would be desiccated and sucked on and skeletonized, I guess.
Sucked Earth.
Yeah.
And where were you when an Earth got sucked?
In the sucked pit, and now I'm in heaven.
The world is a sucked wasteland.
What would happen to a sucked on Earth?
It would be wet, I guess.
Muddy?
If you sucked off Earth, would you drink the oceans?
No, because Kirby's not constantly...
Because he's not... We made you eat that horse. Well, you were doing it over like the course of 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. We assume that slowly the horse or whatever is in your mouth.
Well, because the thing, you know, it's a, you know, wind and all of those.
Imagine that
sort
happens
when
we find out that Earth has a skeleton.
Oh no! Ooh. Don't tell anyone.
Everyone shush.
This is our secret. Yeah.
Because you'd be putting a seal over the Earth as well.
Mm.
So you're not really getting any.
We would be probably quite like a gobstopper. You'd sort of suck away the various strata layers.
Like layers. Yeah,
yeah, until it was just the magma on the other side.
And then
you
spit it out because it's too hot in your mouth.
Yeah.
Everyone dies.
And then, as opposed to, I don't know, you showing us the moon, we show the moon Earth.
Yeah. That's cool that this whole time I've just been the moon. It's been sick, I guess.
You're watching? That's cool. So, I give a thumbs up.
I give a thumb. That's another question I wanted to know. Is it like gigantic head, tiny body, the same size as it always was?
Well, yeah, that's how it...
you can't see my tiny thumb up.
I can't see your thumb at all. You're minuscule to me. Yeah. We're just two big floating heads, basically.
Well, no, because like, well... Not even heads, because our eyes are still the same, yeah?
Yeah.
So I can't see shit.
Your eyes are really far apart now.
I struggled flying a plane in a straight line. I don't know if I can, like, maintain this orbit.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And also...
We're exploring the galaxy, I guess.
Earth's a spaceship now.
That's pretty nice.
If you're the sun, Dusha, you better be keeping the sun on the little patch of Earth.
Occasionally. And the right distance away, or else we're going to cook.
You got to be so careful.
You have to be the careful. We have to be the carefulest.
I'm pretty safe as the moon, really, right?
What? No.
Well, we need for you for humanity. Tides.
Oh, no, for tides, yeah.
It's exactly the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, I would say, could all do cataclysmic, irreversible damage in the wrong hands.
Wait, if you mouthful mode the Sun,
yeah,
you are encasing the Sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm wiping out humanity.
Once again, when we're talking about like a tennis ball dog's mouth, the Sun in a douche curve's mouth, there's that little bit of that.
Yeah, it's like, like he's got a torch in his mouth.
Yeah, you got a torch.
That's why he's going to keep that bit directly on Earth.
Well, not directly. Occasionally move it around so we get a bit of Sun. You know,
if I'm moving around and moving the tides, can you feel that in your mouth?
Maybe.
That's cool.
I reckon. Well, not. How much? Well, I guess because it's only like a layer of human skin over the Earth.
Yeah.
I reckon it would still have an effect. There would be whole ecosystems we would be making.
That's true.
And then ruining the moment you spit Earth out.
Big time. Sending Earth rocketing
off. We all go 3, 2, 1, spit, and then all three things just collide.
Like marbles.
Except unlike marbles, it wouldn't be like bouncing back. No, it would just be explode. Everything goes into the Sun and nothing happens. The Sun's big.
Sun is big.
Sun's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how that happens in our day-to-day life.
No, it doesn't really provide much benefit.
So, yeah, so I guess like transport and becoming, you know, celestial bodies doesn't help us in our day-to-day. I'm trying to think of what would help me in my day-to-day life. Because I'm like, transport, I can just get into a car. I don't need
to be a car.
What's
better to be than to use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I'm like, okay, let's look at regular day-to-day, okay? So I wake up.
Nice.
In a bed. Is it better to use a bed or be a bed?
Use a bed.
Use a bed. Being a bed. I can't see any benefit.
Yeah. No.
Go to the toilet. Is it better to be a toilet or to have the powers of the toilet?
Better to use the toilet toilet.
I make a coffee using a coffee machine.
Yeah.
Now, do I become the coffee machine to make it or do I just press a button and then do other things?
That's probably easier, pressing the button. So.
Yeah. Usually I do like a little bit of light exercise, like some stretching, yoga, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And I usually do that like by watching TV and like a little thing. So
if
do
you
I,
are
I,
the
I,
TV,
are the TV,
you can't do the exercise.
Yeah, no. That's true. You can't see the TV either.
Okay. All right. I got to feed the cats.
Yep.
Okay. Now, is it easy to feed the cats or be the cats and then eat?
It's probably easy to be the cats and eat.
There you go. Yes.
You just become a cat, walk up to the thing,
I am bigger than a cat.
So if he eats a cat,
he's just sucking off a cat and becoming the powers of a cat.
He kills his cats, makes him a star, gets a cat's powers.
If I kill a cat, I never got to feed him again.
That's true.
Yeah, and you've got two sweet cat ears and a cat tail.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know what your power would be. Probably like a scratch attack.
Yeah. And a meow.
Okay. I got some explaining to do to my beautiful wife. I ate the cats. I thought it'd be easy to feed them. Turns out I'm big. Look, I know I got a problem sometimes with just like where I am spatially.
It's obvious.
So you would assume that I am a big, and like, look, you're going to be like, well, then clearly you figured it out by the first one, yet we now have two stars for some reason. And I'm like, I know you.
The two stars just sitting in the cat bed.
I needed to double check. Okay.
Yeah, look, I thought maybe one was an accident, maybe I fucked up, and then the second one was definitely a fuck up. So they're not good. Okay. So eating cereal or like making some toast. So is it easier to put two pieces of bread in a toaster or become a toaster?
Probably being a toaster though would be pretty good.
Don't be sick, shoot the toast in the air like an attack.
With mouthful mode, does it need to be bigger than me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm becoming a toaster and I'm putting bits of bread in me to shoot out of my chest, I imagine.
Well, you might be able to, if you sucked in a toaster, normal Kirby mode, you might just be able to shoot toast all the time.
And you just do that into a bowl and then become regular again.
Yeah.
But why are you eating toast into a bowl?
Yeah, what the fuck?
There's a lot of them. I thought you could collect them easier that way. Yeah. And then you lose a toaster at the end of it, which is funny. You don't get your toaster back.
Oh, yeah, I got to buy more
toasters.
That's
the problem. You can't, actually, this is an important question. This is a benefit of mouthful mode, I guess. Mm. When Kirby mouthfuls a car, when he stops, is the car just still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
that's
because
the benefit.
Yeah, because if you get the powers of a car, you've also lost your car.
Because if I mouthful moded Shaq, then Shaq's still there. But if I Kirby'd Shaq, I killed Shaq.
Fingers crossed.
What about
that's that. Then, like, say I got to run some errands, go to a car, get in my car and, you know, go
eating
to a store.
Maybe sucking off a car is easier than driving a car.
Because then
you'd have to get totally aware of, like, or get used to, like, totally different, like, visual cues.
Yeah.
So you might crush your car straight away or crush you.
Yeah, or it might crash, or someone hits me. Someone is distracted because, like, what is that? And then they run in the back of me and, like, oh, my asshole, that is my car currently.
Oh, my God. I rammed this man's asshole. Damn.
I did not mean to do that.
Yeah. And I'm imagining, like, my asshole, but, like, underneath there is, the, like, the sharp tailpipe, and that car is hitting my asshole through the tailpipe. And now, like, basically, I have no asshole anymore because it's taken a big, like, spherical cut.
Yeah, it's crazy to not have an asshole because it's a hole.
Yeah, you still have an asshole, but it's not your asshole. Yeah. It's just like a hole where your ass is. Yeah.
Yeah, not good. So I guess that's not good.
Shit's just falling.
Go to the store. Say I get a trolley, and then put groceries in.
Probably easy to be a trolley.
But then how do I grab the food? I have to go with somebody.
Yeah.
And they can grab the food.
I guess the benefit is they don't have to wheel you. You can wheel yourself.
Yeah. So really, it's not about helping me. It's to help, I guess this is helping my wife.
Yeah. Who's mourning the loss of two cats?
He's mourning the loss of two cats. So, I'm now a trolley helping us do the show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll be a trolley.
Okay. You're making food. No issues there. Yeah. Doing this, if I became a microphone.
Not easier.
Would sound horrible.
It sounds the same.
Yeah. Also, I'm not mouthful moding this. I'm just
Kirby has a microphone thing and it yells into the microphone, killing every enemy on stage.
So I don't know if that would screen, help us.
Hey, I'm Joel. I'm dead.
Yeah,
we're gone. Killed all the boys.
Sitting down on a couch, or again, once again, am I being a couch?
Sitting down's better.
It is.
And then you're back to bed and bed again, going to bed is better than being in bed.
Let's go date night. Go and see a movie. Oh, okay. Is it better to go watch a movie or suck off the big screen and become being
sucking
projected
off the projector? What would happen?
What would happen?
Well, you project the movie out of your mouth now.
Pick a random movie?
Morbius.
It's Morbius. Okay, it's always Morbius.
As I suck off, I deep throw this projector, as it shoots out, I see the opening, see Morbius.
And then it's like, Dr. Michael Morbius at your service. Whoa!
Now, is it Morbius or is it Morbius as I remember it? Because one of those might be better.
If it is just Morbius, does it just run out eventually?
And I don't know.
Just projecting nothing?
Well, maybe, probably.
Yeah,
probably
set
amount of screenings.
Date night, what about lovemaking? Does it improve lovemaking? Become a Sibian.
Become your wife.
Then you get the powers of your wife.
You
get the powers of your wife and you're like, I can never stop. This is the only way I can be close to her. If I get rid of this power, she's gone forever.
I've already killed my cat. I've killed my cat to my wife today. He sucks.
Getting the powers of Kirby has actually brought so much tragedy into my life.
This is not good. So otherwise, if I become a giant Sibian, then what's the benefits there?
Well, you could make the Sibian maybe go quicker than it would normally.
Yes. I still have to buy the Sibian because you don't save money on costs. I guess you're saving money on electricity costs because you don't have to plug it in, maybe.
Would it be
Also, wouldn't it be better for that, they're using the Sibian, we can join and do other things at the same time. You know what? So what's the benefit? I am the Sibian. Good. I will vibrate, I guess. Yay!
This is awesome. Yeah. I'm absolutely getting off on this.
There's no erogenous zone where the Sibian currently is to count my back.
It's so funny to be sarcastic during sex. Oh, this rules.
This is great.
I'm really getting off of this.
Well done, babe. Good job.
You really nailed that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was the best suck off I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. I came.
Where's my little dick in this situation?
I guess it depends how you've mouthfuled it, but maybe smushed into the floor. That sucks. Being erect directly down is not comfortable.
I guess it's kind of like I was having a good time. This would be painful.
But if you sucked off the other way, it's funnier that there's just a dick on top now.
Why? Then your dick vibrates because of the city. Kind of works.
Maybe does it enhance love making? I don't want to fuck you because you are stretched skin over a recipient.
Yeah, you've become hard to look at, my love.
This rules though because it's vibrating my dick and balls. balls from the inside.
Yeah, but I can't say that. I'd be like, ooh.
Well, that's all right.
I'd be like, he can't communicate anymore.
That's his coming noise.
Watching a dick vibrating on top of a Sibby and just jizz would be so horrible.
I think it would roar. I think it would be unreal.
Sick.
Just flopping around from it, then getting harder and harder and harder, and then just... just
I don't know why the jizz made a laser.
I guess I can stop the vibration. It just kept going.
Unsuck it! Your wife's closed the door at this point.
Spit out the Sibian with force. Ruin our bed.
Sibian slams at the wall. You're kind of like delirious, wandering around the room.
Oh my god! Just desiccated.
You gotta try that.
You gotta get mouthful mode, babe.
Oh my lord. You found a benefit, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's day night.
That's day night. It's pretty good.
I'm trying to think of, like, you know, hobbies, activities.
Would it
like,
be more fun to go to be a roller coaster or go on a roller coaster?
Go on a roller coaster.
I don't know, because if I'm being a roller coaster and my eyes are at directly the front of the roller coaster.
Yeah, where you can't see shit. No, if you're looking directly at the track.
I'm not looking down.
No, but if you look straight, yeah, that's still like really low.
Yeah, but that's maybe more thrilling than looking from a higher angle.
So you just the roller coaster.
Like my face is on the front of a roller coaster.
Oh, I was thinking of the tracks, the roller coaster. Imagining just people like...
my back!
Just the cart or whatever, just going like down. Straight down like just on human skin.
This doesn't seem more fun. It's just splitting me open.
Being a roller coaster, like on a the front of the roller coaster. Wait, because I got to take it from the back, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. But then where are your eyes though? Are looking straight?
Oh, they're on either side.
So you kind of got to almost go take it like the cart straight down.
Yeah, feel scary, can't see.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. What about a zeppelin? I get to see a bird's eye view, but I'm not, you know, in the plane
situation. Looking up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Also, they got the same problem as a plane. Where are you going?
Yeah. Well, I'm just.
My house.
Oh, okay.
Is there benefits there?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Because with a house, there's comforts.
Mm.
There's things inside the house, but no one's like, man, I wish I was the outside of my house. Until just now, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of things that I see in a day-to-day life that I could potentially not fit in my mouth.
What about...
I guess size. You could just, like, when you go to the shop, just eat the guy that's trying to sell you shit and then you get it for free.
What? You mean like suck off the person that I'm buying off, but then I killed them.
Yeah, you just get the powers.
Get their powers.
Yeah.
I guess their powers are owning the shop.
Yeah.
And then but if you own the shop, you still, I mean, what?
So if I go to the CEO of Coles, suck them off.
Your ability is your Coles now.
I become the CEO of
Coles. What happens when he shits out the CEO of Coles? Coles is no CEO. It tanks. That's sad.
Yeah. I don't know if the CEO gets like, free groceries.
No, that's true.
What he probably does.
What about sucking off, say, like a moose or a bear and then wreaking havoc on a town?
But like in the shack situation, where is your mouth ending?
My mouth ends around the legs of the moose.
Yeah.
So that's easy to imagine because, like, well, his antlers can't do damage, so he's got to trample stuff. But if you're doing it a bear, a lot of the bears, like, you know, it stands up on its hind legs and slashes and uses mouth to bite.
Well, maybe I, like, suck off the bear.
How is this improving your day-to-day
life? First.
Yeah, like, my lower lips are on the bear's ass, just under its cheeks, and then my upper lip is just behind the bear's neck.
Then
so
the bear
I'm kind
would
of
have
like
control.
A remora on the bear.
Well, it's a shack situation.
Yeah, because if the head's free.
Fuck.
Bear just starts running. You're like, ooh!
Well, like the bear can't run because you've got the back legs.
So
your inner lip is getting ripped up by a
bear
claw.
The bear's just dragging me around.
What I'm about? Like,
I got the perfect thing for it. I do it to an anaconda so we can see what it feels like. Okay. Get a taste of your own medicine. Huh?
Yeah.
I suck off an anaconda so its head's poking out of my mouth.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Slingers out slightly, bites you in the face.
What if I became, I'm trying to think of like appliances that I use, like on my, like an oven, can I make my, like a stovetop?
Be a shower, wash your insides?
Oh, yeah.
No, be a shower. Wash my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I guess.
Well, it'd be nice to wash your insides. They're probably dirty.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Kirby, clean out.
In the game, Kirby sucks on a tap for mouthful mode and becomes a giant water balloon, basically.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so I would just become a giant water balloon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, then you just piss or shit out the water or spit it out.
This is sounding less good.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, I don't want to like burst your bubble here, Jay, but I can do that there.
No, but is it like that? So...
I can just like put a tap in my mouth and just hurt myself, but swallow some of that water and then later piss it out.
Piss and shit.
No,
it
but
out,
like,
yeah.
Get real big.
I reckon like water. You could fuck yourself up by doing
yeah,
that.
You could damage your body pretty easily.
If I got like, you know, if I like again, like really got like the like a long tap and just went right down to my belly and then turned on that water and just fill it up to like exploded. I mean, we could do that.
But Kirby stretches, so that's a
yeah, you wouldn't yeah, die, my, look, I guess, my doing it mouthful
might
mode.
Stretch a little bit, but yeah. Then it will burst. Yeah. It will
Kirby pop. Goes almost see-through because of how much water that's
in fucked
Kirby.
Up, that's dude. That's fucked water. Up to think about, yeah.
So I guess he's like mouthful moding water?
Yeah.
Yeah, mouthful mode's a tap.
So if I mouthful moded a cow...
Yes.
I'm thinking.
It's not about wreaking havoc.
No, but it's about getting milk.
Okay.
So what
would
milk?
You rather... Be a cow and get milked that way, or have the powers of a cow and get milked that way.
Oh. Well, if you've got
what
the powers
it
of the cow.
What does like to be milked?
Awesome.
Well, feels like, spectacular.
Oh, yeah. If I'm mouthful
someone
moding,
someone sucking
how much
in
do
your
I
nipples
feel?
Until you lactate. That's
yeah.
what it feels
hey, but
like.
But if I'm mouthful moding, what do I feel? What do I feel?
Oh, you feel nothing to the cow getting milked if you're mouthful moding.
But yeah, you can make it milk itself, basically.
Cow.
Yeah. Like you could just make the muscles in the teats contort and it would just okay. jet milk
I just
onto the dirt.
You controlling its hooves to push.
Could do that too.
If I saw a cow do that,
milk itself.
I would shoot it with a gun.
That's why you always carry around a gun, just in case.
Yeah. I guess
I have been a dairy farming wrong.
Yeah,
I guess
sucking off a cow, getting the powers of the cow,
then you milk yourself.
Milked. That would be nice.
Would the milk be your milk or cow milk?
Cum.
Cow milk.
Okay.
No, it'd be cow milk.
You yeah, would you be cum. Shoot it into a cup? It's cum.
Oh no! Can't drink this.
Ah shit!
Damn it! I no wonder it felt so incredible when I was milking myself. They were little penises. Yes. I guess.
Who knew? This is why the cows love to be milked.
Oh okay.
I get it. No, I think yeah. If I guess I get an endless supply of milk.
That's pretty good.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I guess my udder would be where my belly is maybe.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to have an udder. You could suck on it yourself. Come in your own mouth.
Exactly. Just make it having a coffee and then just like just gum in that, drink it, frothy, delicious. shake up my udders, get frothy cum.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Some
that's
people like salt good. In their coffee, so you know. Yeah.
Love it. Love it as well. Mm. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I just suck off Air Force One. I'm the president now, motherfuckers. And on that
note. I mean, the president's plane. Yeah, and then you spit it out. Come in like a terrorist.
Oh, no.
I think if I sucked off the president's plane, I'm in trouble. They're trying to shoot me.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah
they
yeah.
can't because the president's in me.
Yeah.
Oh, so the president's riding the plane while you're using.
Well, yeah, because if the president's in the plane, I suck
that
off.
That is an
plane.
Act of terrorism, but like, what can they do?
Well, why do you suck off the motorcade or whatever?
Suck off JFK. Protect it. You suck off JFK's car. Protect him from the
get
bullet.
Get shot. National hero.
Yes. Thank goodness.
National hero doesn't count, I don't think, if you're not from the nation.
Still, you would be celebrated.
International hero.
Thank goodness for Joel Dusha's mouthful mode.
So if you sucked us off so well that the bullet... So if you sucked off a big clock, like Big Ben, then could you control time and go backwards?
No, but I could bong heaps.
I wish Dusha wasn't sucking off Big Ben.
Bong, 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 bong.
London sucks now.
It's all right, I'll stop. Bong, bong, bong!
So, yeah, I guess that's a good way you could suck off Big Ben and make...
Make London dog shit.
Yeah.
Infinite bong sounds. Every hour on the hour, and by that I mean every minute and every minute.
Whenever
every
I feel second. Like
everybody
it.
Everybody has to get used to the bongs or destroy Big Ben.
Yeah. Your
Those
move
are the choices.
Now.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, well, we
so
came
I think
up with
that's maybe the only good use of mouthful mode in our day life.
To fly to London, become Big Ben,
bong
suck
heaps.
Off Big bong heaps until the people of London decide they have to destroy Big Ben.
Yeah.
So was our mission to kill Big Ben? Because if so,
I would say in many ways, plumbing the Death Star's mission is always to kill Big Ben.
I hate that clock.
Yeah,
we all hate that clock.
It's
so big.
Thinks it's so good.
It's so fucking good. It's not even digital. It's
yeah, exactly.
Fuck that clock.
I've seen better clocks.
I've seen so many clocks. I've got a clock on my goddamn phone right now.
Exactly.
I've got a clock on my goddamn wrist.
We don't need a big clock on a tower.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Fuck that clock.
Yeah, I'm glad we ruined it.
Yeah, me too.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Mouthful mode. It sucks.
Yeah.
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.